where we focus, we are planting. Possibilities, visions, opportunities. But just observe where your attention goes. And that's where your energy is flowing. And as we flow our energy, we create experiences, manifestation, activity, relationships, and most important, love itself. So observe. Listen. Feel where your attention is going. And if you love the experience you're having, allow yourself to be grateful and know that it's good. And if your experience feels unworthy or toxic or unhappy for you, simply change your focus. Watch your breath. Listen to your mind. Feel your heart. And choose. Consciously and conscientiously choose. This is exactly where I want to be. Perhaps peaceful and quiet in your mind and your body and your life. Perhaps happy, delighted, like a child, full of wonder and delight. Or if your mind, your experience feels painful or adulterated or confusing or conflicting, just breathe in and breathe out and let it all go. Nothing to figure out, nothing to do, but merely undo that which you no longer want or choose. Let it go. Let it be. And come back home to you, the essence of you, the power of you, the beauty of you. Come back home, filled with light and delight. Come back home to a place of attention. Perhaps there's a word or a song that you want to remember, that brings you a feeling of hope. A certainty of faith. Or the sweet and familiar place of simply love. This is the I am within you choosing. Choosing what you long to be and see and have and share. Change your mind and choose. Let go of what you no longer want or need and choose. Put your attention, plant your seed, give your focus to what you want to be. And And thank yourself for being willing to listen to the possibility that you have the power of choice. And if you care to share with me, I am one self,
united
with my Creator,
at one with every aspect of creation, unlimited in power and in deed.
And so it is good. Notice that every week, you guys, we get fewer people.
Yeah.
So tell us.
And we're spreading out.
But this room is bigger because we're all on the edges.
It is funny.
Quite honestly, this is our teacher over here, and we're the students over here.
Yeah, really.
Do you realize? I don't know if you realize, but we're all what I would call farmers in this moment, because we're going to be talking about planting seeds of goodness, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all farmers, and therefore we are all participating in planting the seeds of this garden right here, right now.
A communal garden.
That's right. And each of us has our own unique pieces to plant. And very often we are either deeply invested in our own piece, it's all about me and this is what I'm planting and all that, or we're so paying attention and comparing with other people that we don't even value our own. We don't understand that wherever we are, all of us are planting our own seed. It's a really important concept. Every single one. So Robert's going to share
a couple things,
and then we're going to prepare the soil.
Yeah. Well, no, I found some fun things here. One I know you guys will recognize because we've done it before. It's that verse out of the Bible. It's really simple. By their fruits you will recognize them. And then it goes on to ask a really stupid question.
You're saying it's stupid?
Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, and it is stupid when you ask that question. I mean, it's like, duh. But how many times do we, in the face of someone showing us, acting out clearly who they are, expect them to be something else? Yeah, and it's, that's exactly what he's saying here. And he's not saying don't mess with them. He's not saying there's something wrong with figs or with thorn bushes or with thistles or with anything else. What he's saying is, it is what it is. Don't pretend that it's something else. Don't, in my words, set yourself up for pain or disappointment or attack by trying to get something from someplace that it isn't growing, isn't native. Galatians actually talks a couple of places about fruits. And one I like is, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. This is real interesting. It goes on, it's sort of like right after the other one here. For whatever a person sows, that person also reaps. For those who sow to their own flesh shall reap corruption from the flesh. And the one who sows to the Spirit shall reap eternal life from the Spirit. So, you know, again, to me, the part that gets me is God is not mocked. Don't be deceived. It's sort of like you can pretend all you want that everything's fine, thank you very much, you know, and it's not, and it doesn't change the way it is. You can't lie to spirit. You can't pretend that you feel or know or do or are planting seeds of one thing when you really know very well you're planting other seeds. They'll grow exactly as you planted them, not how you're pretending them to be. The other piece is out of Galatians there, the fruit of the Spirit. And this is that, the one that lots of people know. Actually, you know, remember a couple of years ago, gosh, maybe it's been 4 years ago now, there was the place settings that had scripture on them. Somebody brought them. I don't know how.
Yeah, we have some.
Yeah, and then we got some, and so we have. But around the big bowl are the fruits of the Spirit. Okay, written all around the edge there, and it says here, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. Of course, the miracle says it much easier. God's will for you is perfect happiness. unless you're happy, you got to be somehow missing the message here, refusing the will. Robert Louis Stevenson, he said, don't judge the day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant. And I like that because that says there's such a thing as forgiveness. You know, I make a mistake and outgrow the weeds. And I could stay rooted in focusing on these are the weeds, they're really awful, they're terrible. Or I could say, you know what, that isn't what I wanted to plant. What I'd rather plant is something else. And what he's saying here is, don't judge by what's grown up, judge by the choices you're making now. What seeds you're willing to plant right now. That's what makes a good day. It's a guy named Steve Miraboli, and I got attracted to this because I like the title of his book, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. And I just thought that was a great title. He said, you are frustrated because you keep waiting for the blossoming of flowers of which you have yet to sow the seeds. You are frustrated because you keep waiting for the blossoming of flowers of which you have yet to sow the seeds. That's sort of the other side of what you sow, you reap. Well, if you don't sow anything, don't expect to reap anything. I mean, nobody's going to plant your personal garden for you. Speaking of gardens, Buddha said, the heart is like a garden. It can grow compassion, or fear, or resentment, or love. What seeds will you plant there? And Meister Eckhart says, what you plant in the soil of contemplation, you will reap in the harvest of action. You know, that's another fancier way of saying what you focus on, you get more of. Where you put your attention, you actually create. So what it is we're thinking about, what it is we're focused on, what it is we're paying attention to is exactly what's going to grow in our garden. That's what we're going to see. And Henry David Thoreau said, though I do not believe that a plant will spring up where no seed has been, I have great faith in a seed. Convince me that you have a seed there and I am prepared to expect wonders. Mm. In a thousand ways I could play with this, but it's sort of like the other one, if you don't plant anything, don't expect to grow anything. But he says, I have faith in a seed. Just convince me you got a seed there and I'll look for wonders. So if you're willing to actually plant something consciously, it'll be marvelous. Unity, third principle, thought creates. There's more to it, but that's pretty much it, simply. What we think about, we create. So the seeds for contemplation that I want to plant here are, what seeds are you planting now? By your thoughts? By your focus, by what you're paying attention to, by what you're doing. So what seeds are you planting right now? And if you really look at that, does this action, does this thought, does this belief yield the kind of garden that I would like to go out and harvest? And the other thing for me that's interesting, and it goes back to forgiveness, but I sometimes wonder, why is it that some of the seeds I think I plant don't come up the way I thought they were going to come up? You know, it's almost like it feels like I've got these little packets of seeds and they've been mislabeled. you know. And I plant in here and I'm expecting corn, and instead I get daisies, you know. And so what I have to do is I have to look at what must I have been focused on? What must I have been thinking when I planted that seed? And I suppose if I really admitted it, I probably know the difference between a corn seed and a daisy seed. You know, I mean, corn is big and clunky and daisies are little. So, I mean, but that's just another thing to be aware of. What voice am I listening to? And maybe that's where I'll leave it right now, because I know you have some things you want to share there. But what voice am I listening to that planted this seed? And, of course, what I can be sure of...
Yeah, we need pads, and see if anybody else needs them, because we need them for what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, why don't you, would you be willing? That'd be great. Yeah, just
thank you.
Everybody take one, because we'll need them here. Yeah.
You've got yours.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to use them in a minute.
I get the idea that...
Yeah. You have one? Yeah.
I do, yeah.
So you want to tell that story? That what voice?
No, I mean, I don't remember what it was. So it's just really saying that, you know, it's another version of what must I've been thinking, you know, but what voice am I listening to? And for me, if I plant the seeds from my own voice, from my own thoughts, sometimes I actually get, well, I always get exactly what I planted, but sometimes I actually get what I thought I was going to get. But you know what? I don't like turnips anymore. You know, and I thought it'd be so cool to have a whole bed of turnips in here, and so I planted them, and I got them, and I get there, and I realize I'm allergic to turnips. And that's what my mind does. What my mind does is it plants what it thinks it wants without any clue about what really is in my best interest, or what really is going to serve me by the time these things sprout. So it's a vote in my book to really listen to a voice that knows more than my voice. To listen to a voice that has a bigger picture than I currently have. So I want to have you share about that.
So this morning we did a workshop on health and vitality. And what I'm aware is that wherever I am, I'm learning. And I watch myself, I experiment with myself, and I realize how many of us complain about parts of our world, parts of our body, parts of our relationships, parts of our finances. We complain. And we don't realize that our complaining about it creates more to complain about. I mean, I was doing a meditation this morning about what are you focused on and all of that. Well, if what your mind is doing, you're planting seeds by what you're meditating on. If you don't like how cold it is or how hot it is, or, you know, how the room is empty or how the room is full, or, you know, something, then you will begin to discover that everything you have complained about is going to increase. Complaining about complaining is going to increase complaining. Being upset about worrying is going to increase worrying. Being upset about what somebody does or doesn't do is going to increase that person doing or not doing whatever it is that you have thoughts about. When we say, unity says, but the truth is metaphysics says in every realm, it's not just unity, it's not unique to unity. Thought creates, words create. We have to understand that every thought we think is a thing and is creating more of that thing. Every thought. I mean, if we literally could walk around and be thinking, I forgive, I forgive, I forgive, or I erase, I erase, I erase, or I let go, I let go, I let go, we'd walk around with an empty mind and we would just be filled with wonder like an innocent child and see what shows up and kind of be amazed and delighted. But we don't. We think lots of thoughts. Lots of thoughts, almost all the time, that we have learned from our generation, our parents' generation, and beyond, and beyond, and beyond, and all those books we've read, and all those things we've identify. And we are recreating the same over and over and over again. If you're afraid, you're going to create more fear and more things to be afraid of. If you have a pain and you're focused on your pain, that pain is going to increase. It's not going to diminish with our focus on it. So I'm just going to tell you what I did this morning. So you understand that I explore, I practice. So I came in here with an aching belly, okay? So as I'm coming here, I'm doing what for me is the normal thing. And I'm thinking about, okay, what was it? My digestion is slow, and what did I eat yesterday, and what is this about, and what is, you know, bothering me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's where I came in here. And I breathed, and I talked to myself, and I said I'm going to love my belly, and it's going to clear because I know that it does clear. By the way, do you all know that all your pain's clear? Even if it's only slightly, occasionally, whatever pain you're holding will clear. I guarantee it. Because it's trying to signal to you that it's trying to heal itself. But if you keep focusing on where that pain comes from and how long is it going to last and what do I need to do to sublimate it, it's going to stay. By the way, your body is always intentionally healing itself because you are whole. So then I sat down here and I breathed a little and I wrote this. And we'll see what it says. Because I don't go back. The part of inner faith is being willing to listen within to get the guidance you need from that voice that knows who you are. So I'm asking about my belly and my aching belly. And it says, you are healed and whole. Your healing is in your willingness to let go. You can just ask yourself, if any of this fits for you. Relinquish your need to hang on to pain for anyone. Hang on to pain for anyone. Well, this morning we were talking about how pain comes from past generations and we take it on and into our body, or it comes from whatever's going on around us or whatever thoughts we've been thinking or whatever thing has come up for us. That's where pain comes from. So, relinquish your need to hang on to pain for anyone. For anyone. Sounds like I probably was doing that as a way to be helpful. I hear about a lot of pain from a lot of people every day. You are here to be present with the holiness and beauty in each one. As we come together in love, are taking care of or taking on the pain of others interferes with the natural healing process. I can't always. You get. Yes, learn. Maybe he can read my writing.
Learn about pain, sickness,
learn about
disease.
You learn about pain, sickness, disease in your embodiment. So in other words, I learn about it by coming into a body. This is you too, by the way. I mean, we're not alone in this. But remember, we cannot be saviors for one another without doing harm to ourselves. By the way, some of us are caregivers professionally. And some of us are caregivers because that's what we learned when we were growing up. Remember, we cannot be saviors for one another without doing harm to ourselves and interfering in the natural learning. And I happen to know enough about all the people in this room, little about some of you, but more about some of you, to know that we all do this. But we deny it and we make it up. What is it? We make it up that it belongs to us. The pain or the upset belongs to us, that it's personal. Well, this is telling me it's not personal. This is inner guidance. You guys all know me well enough to know that's what I do, right? We are together to awaken to our intrinsic wholeness and come to our senses. Be awakened to what is and will always be true beneath the apparency. You know you came to claim your inheritance. You are here to bring peace to all things. Come to the reality of peace within the heart of each one. Find balance in something. Thought? What do you think that is right there? And that find balance through something with love itself. Through a lady? No, I don't know what that is. In love there is no harm, for nothing can be harmed. Join together to remind one another
for the love in which you are created to be and see and live forever. Life goes on as we plant seeds of goodness and mercy for one another and all as one. Realize that good is the truth and love is the way in which we are to live and have our say. We're here to claim our rightful place. Facing the light. Yeah, facing the light, that's good. Which lives within our being. Okay, so let me go back and say it as bluntly as I can. By the way, when I am listening to Robert, the pain goes away. When I was writing this down, there's no pain in my belly. If I go back and I want to explore it and I want to say what's going on and what's happening and what should I do about it and all that stuff, right? Then I have to feel it in order to be thinking those thoughts. Whenever we have an illness or an upset, maybe a problem with the spouse or something, and somebody says, what's wrong? Do you know all our attention goes to what's wrong? I want you to hear that. That if someone asks you the question, what's wrong, or what can I do to help you, all of our attention goes to that place. And we don't seem to understand that what we're here to do is focus on what's right, and then what's wrong goes away.
By the way, my other favorite joke question is, do you feel better now? You know, because it's a setup. You know, how are you feeling today? We have to automatically go back to how I felt when I wasn't feeling good to compare it to how I'm feeling right now. And what we think is a very loving thing to do and caring, like, wow, I really care, are you feeling better now? It actually puts the person back in the condition that they were before. So we have to rethink some of the customs that we've developed that we've labeled loving.
So since you're saying that, Robert, I'll just comment that very often, you talked about the turnip field, very often we keep planting the same stuff in the field of our consciousness, not understanding that we need to plow under the old and see things brand new. There are all kinds of lines in scripture about you can't put new wine in old wineskins, about how you literally need to let go of what's past in order to be present. And all of us, I think, have a habit. I had somebody today, let's see, in the workshop, what was she talking about? There was an awareness. I mean, remember, I experiment with everything. I have an awareness that the things that I've experienced in this body come from my parents. They're not, we call them genetic or inherited or whatever, but they come because I saw or heard or felt or somehow knew in my unconscious that it was going on. I mean, I can tell you the things in my body that are like my dad. I can tell you the things that I made up that are like my mom. And we're here to re-experience and literally stop and heal everything that's ever been experienced before. And instead, what we're doing is we're recreating it, doing it again and again and again. We're here to end it. We're here to remember that we're healed and whole. That's our function. But I mean, the details. What are the details? The details are show up. The details are, I mean, I'll tell you about one that I had no awareness of. I had when I was in my 40s, I had a scare, okay, of having a lump in my breast. And yes, it was scary for me to handle it and do the stuff, all that stuff. And I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, I happened to say to my mom, because I was aware of this consciousness, Mom, what happened to you? Now, I wasn't at home. I had no awareness of it. At exactly the same age, she had exactly the same experience. I can tell you about my dad. I can tell you about my teeth. I can tell you about experiences with men. I can tell you about historical things over and over and over again. But we think they belong to us, so we never stop and look. Where did this come from? How did this get made up? We don't have to remember it, because remember, our conscious mind is less than 5% of our thought system, of what we have archived in here. Probably less than 1%. Very little. We have our whole history. If any of you know about Akashic Records,
theoretically the history of all of humanity is literally held somewhere. And so if someone were able to read them, which there are people who are adept at that, they could go back and tell you where everything comes from. We're the ones to stop it. We're the ones to plant new seeds. We're the ones to think in new ways. We're the ones to let go of the old. Any of you farmers or gardeners or any of that? I mean, I come from a farm family, my mom's family. You have to plow. You have to plow, till the soil, plow everything under, and let it rest, let it be dormant, in order to plow new things in the spring. And we're supposed to plant new in the spring. And we're supposed to plan what we want in the spring. So when I was doing that meditation, that's all I was saying. We have to let it go. Not think about it. Not talk about it. Not name it and claim it. Now, that's something else we talked about this morning, which bears focus and is interesting to talk to a nurse about. But I'll tell you, the minute you diagnose or name anything, right now I have clients coming to me. And by the way, laughter is a great way to dispel fear and being attached. So I have clients coming to me, they've researched online, and they figured out what their diagnosis is. So they come in, they tell me their diagnosis, they tell me what they want, and do you guys know that that's what doctors are experiencing now? Patients come in and tell their doctors the medication they want. You know that.
I saw this ad on the TV, they told me that that's what I want, you know, okay. That's why they advertise this stuff on TV, not because all the doctors are watching, but all the potential patients who are going to tell the doctors what they want.
So if we're all diagnosing ourselves, our marriage problem, our financial problem, our physical problem, our environmental problem, if we're all making that up, putting a name on it, we put it in a box, and now we say that that's right and true, and therefore I need to deal with this. And what I'll tell you is, the minute you name something, you have claimed it for yourself. You will do everything you can to make it true. Because these minds do not want to be wrong. They want to be right. And the tricky part is, how do you let go and allow your mind to not know? How do you allow your mind to not know? And what I'll tell you is, you have to be certain of something you do know. Because you don't want to just be, what do we call that, mindless, empty, we have fears about that.
Sponge, yeah.
No, not that. To be empty, because it feels like you're nothing, to have nothing to identify with. So one of the things I'll say we all need to do is we need to develop something that we trust. For me, it's God. It's actually on our money. I actually trust whatever that infinite, expansive place. This morning I called it love. It could be called love. It could be called the infinite. It could be called the place of peace. That's what I trust in. And I think the rest is made up. Because we, and maybe not me personally, but definitely my mom, my dad, my ancestors, the authorities in my life have made up all kinds of things. And the minute I believe in them, they will be true in my life. And for me. So, that may not be your cup of tea, what I've just shared, but at least I've said it, so I've definitely bumped some things. So let me just say, in general, when you, and I said this back here too, when you try to take care of somebody else's limiting belief about themselves, fix it for them, save them, you actually interfere in the natural consequences of their experience of learning from their beliefs. And what that means is we're doing a whole lot of caretaking for people and helping them continue to believe what they believe about themselves in a limited or lacking way. When we say, oh, I'm so sorry, with that sympathetic way, rather than, I'll tell you another way to say it, gosh, I'm sorry that that's a belief that you're holding. Maybe there's something else you want. Or maybe you could just change your mind about it and not feel sorry for them, but kind of think to yourself, they're learning something now. There's something here underneath this.
You know, one of the things I look at is I look at kids when they fall down and they get hurt. It amazes me to watch parents.
Well.
99% of the parents that I see, as soon as the kid hits the ground, they're racing over, oh, you poor dear, scoop him up, hug him, okay, here, I'll kiss it, I'll make it all better. And every once in a while, I see somebody like me. The kid falls down, you just watch, you notice, and they look around, You know? Did anybody notice? You know? And then, well, okay, I got to get back to playing. Then go back and play again. And yes, kids get hurt, but
yeah. I just have to say, you know, I teach CPR and first aid, and that's something I always say. Take a second if a child falls and do nothing.
Yes.
Just wait and see. Do they move their arms and legs? Do they get up? You don't have to smother them.
Yeah.
Just give it a few seconds to see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so important.
It is.
And see, that's what we need to do when we have grown-up people who have tragedies in their life and stuff like that. It's not rush right in and say, oh, you poor thing, and it's all real, and I feel really bad for you. It's like to be there, to be available, and let them ask you for what they want. Let them deal with it, and then if there's any way you can be supportive, you can do that. But not to see what they have as a real problem, rather to observe it as a circumstance or as an experience.
Well, so a lot of little kids too, though. A lot of them get, leave me alone. Let me get back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, I'm fine.
Those are kids.
Okay,
yeah.
So I got some skin business. It'll heal over time.
And that's healthy.
That's healthy.
To respect everyone's learning process, because we all learn by having the natural consequence.
Yeah.
You know. So the tilling the soil and plowing under the old and all that stuff, if you want to do it with me, what you do is you take a look at the beliefs you hold or have been holding that you are ready to let go, and you write them down, and then we're going to throw them away in the garbage over there. And then you write down, or maybe at the same time, you write down the beliefs that you'd like to renew. Oh yeah, that belief I still want to believe is still true for me. Or the new belief that you would rather hold. And I'll give you an example. So, I'm ready to let go of thinking for any reason that there's something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to let that go. And I'm ready to claim that I am healed and whole because that's how I was created. Now, you guys, I just am hearing you because I can hear you think too. So you guys may be thinking, but what about getting older? What about what the body does? Well, I'm not my body. I'm not my body. That's a big myth. And I'm telling you, the vast majority of humanity believes that we are our body. We're not our body. We're wearing a body. We have a body. We have a vehicle that we call our body. And this body's purpose is to serve us in serving our purpose in being here, in loving, in serving, in caring, in being happy, frankly. And if my body is in some way interfering with me being happy, I'm going to say, hey, body, I need you to help me be happy today. Thank you very much. I have something to do. Or I want this vehicle to serve me. If this vehicle no longer serves what I'm here for, I'm going to lay it down. I don't need to cause myself pain or grief or hardship. I'm going to lay it down, so that I can move on and be happy, whole and happy. Evelyn.
We've been studying the brain.
That's right. You said that. Let's
you know. And the brain doesn't get old.
Yes.
I love that.
But we convince ourselves.
Yeah. We think it is, but it doesn't.
Uh-huh.
And so that, and what I thought was about it requires about 25% of the blood that comes from the heart and 60% of the fat that we eat.
Wow.
And it's quite interesting. They started to get into the spiritual side of it, which, you know, that they're approaching it in a very
holistic
way in
uh-huh.
which that they'll not. I don't think it'll disturb anybody, but maybe people will learn something from it.
Fabulous.
Yeah,
part of what I see human beings do is make up what they think will be or even want to be because they watch someone else being it. We're great copycats.
Mm-hmm.
We copycat our parents. We copycat what we see on TV. We copycat what our friends are doing. Either because we want to belong or because we don't know, we can be unique and have and be and do whatever it is we want. Some people heal really quickly. Like for me, it's usually a couple of minutes. You know, I can change my mind fast because I don't need to be attached to what somebody said or a book I read or even to feeling discomfort or unhappiness. I prefer to be happy and I prefer to be capable and I prefer to have energy. So I just change my mind, change my experience. But some people need it for attention. Someone was there this morning talking about, well, maybe it was you actually. No, it wasn't you. Talking about claiming our disability in order to get attention or in order to have someone take care of us, in order to be dependent or in order to make money, get money from the government, in order to lay down a rest. And when I go back and I look at my various, I'll call them ailments in my life, because there haven't been many, or there have been, depending on how you look at it. Some people might look and say there have been many. For me, I can actually see, at this point, I can see an underlying, what would I call it, purpose for which I created that. You know, I can remember one time as a teenager feeling guilty about a choice I made, and then I created, I'll say, illness in myself. And there are spiritual beliefs that say that all illness comes from guilt for not living our higher purpose or our truth. I can remember from my long, many years, 40 years of migraine, I can remember from that what I finally recognized. I mean, I tried all different diets and a whole bunch of physical stuff, right? And what I found out from it was my best excuse to go and lay down. Spend 2 days resting because, frankly, I was busy all the time. I loved doing what I was doing, but it was way more, and there was no time for me just to be with me. Yeah. So if you look deep enough, and by the way, there are books and research about this too. There's always a gift in every physical illness we have. So again, try out writing down things that you're ready to let go of, even if you don't think you know how. Look and see if there's something you're ready to let go of. Just write down two or three things, and for you, because you're not writing today, just think, is there anything you're ready to let go of? And then on the flip side, that page you need to let go of. You need to tear it up and throw it away. Even if you're not 100% committed to it, tear it up and let it go. And then write a page or develop a belief or a truth that you actually want to plant for this coming year. By the way, spring is tonight at 9:30 p.m. Most people don't know that. Spring equinox is tonight at 9:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time to be doing this. So I'm going to be quiet. And by the way, I talk extra loud. Frankly, I know there aren't very many people because I want to make sure this wise lady over here gets to hear me.
Thank you.
Well, I could call you foolish, but I'd rather call you wise. It is that, by the way, because if you name somebody else, if you diagnose or you judge somebody else, you become more of it yourself.
Perfect.
So I want to name everybody with the highest name I can imagine.
That's right.
Yeah. So you're wise. And I like to write, when I write this stuff down, I like to write, I let go on one page, and then the next page, I choose. So that's how I'm using my words, to let go. And then on the next page that I'm going to hang on to, I choose.
anybody feels like declaring either your letting goes or your choices, I'm going to invite you to do that, because sometimes saying it out loud is freeing for others who are sitting here, as well as keeping yourself accountable and aware. And because I'm asking, I'll just say what mine were. My letting goes: I let go of fear for no reason. I let go of pain and conflict. I let go of neglecting my inner voice. I let go of paying attention and ingesting what is not good for me. I let go of forgetting about the love, goodness, and holiness in everyone. I let go of taking on anyone's drama, disease, and despair. So that's mine. And then I'm adding to that, I choose love and trust for every reason. I choose peace and joy. I choose to remember to listen always. I choose to give attention and gratitude to all good everywhere and everyone. I choose to know and trust in the love, goodness, and holiness in everyone. And then I add on the end, I'm healed, whole, and holy as I was created to be, and so are you. So there.
Good job. Yeah.
I tried to follow you.
You'll remind me.
The true maven, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll say mine.
Yeah, please.
Letting go that I can fix everything.
Wow. Yes.
But you
can
fix everything.
Oh,
change things. That I have to get involved in too many things. Taking other people's pain and problems on.
Mm-hmm.
Letting go of the past, that is huge.
Yes.
Those are
fabulous. Yes.
And I choose to, I wanna be in the present. That's that, by getting rid of the past, being in the present. Time for me, acceptance of things and people.
Try to go and say, I choose each time. You'll notice
okay.
It changes the energy.
Okay. I choose to be in the present.
Yes.
I choose time for me.
Yes.
I choose to continue to love, be kind, support those around me.
Yes.
I choose acceptance.
Yes.
You like acceptance?
Yes. Yes.
Thank
yes.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And by the way, saying yes is a really good thing to yourself and to other people too. Yeah. You want to say something over there, Miss Ellen, the wise one?
Oh, I got it. I want to let go of feeling tired and taking a nap every day.
okay, yes.
I let all feeling I don't have enough money to have some personal things that I'd like to
yes,
have what you're
thank
buying.
You, thank you.
I let go of coughing and my nose running all the time.
Yes, that's good.
And I let go of pain in my left knee.
Good, thank
and
you.
And I let go of the symptoms of asthma.
Yes, thank you very much. Now, what are you choosing?
I haven't chosen anything.
How about, well, that's the tricky part, because we do focus on what we're letting go of. So I'm just going to throw over here, and then I want you to throw away that paper, but what I want you to do is I want you to write choices when you're home. But I'm going to choose for you whole health in all things in every way.
Yeah.
I'm just globalizing. I'm tearing mine up,
yes,
and I'll bring over my garbage. Who else wants to share?
So what I notice is that there are areas where I act like I believe that I am at the effect of the world.
Say it again, because I was busy.
Yeah, no, there are areas. There's lots of little areas where even though I know intellectually better, I act like I'm at the effect of the world, meaning that the world, what happens in the world, what happens in my body, you know, that worldly stuff determines what goes on with me or defines me in some way.
Wow,
and so that's what I'm letting go of. I'm letting go of any belief that somehow I am at the effect of what happens in the world.
Thank you.
And the flip side of that for me is really to, I have to start with being willing, but I'm willing to believe that I am unlimited and immortal.
Woo! Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a mouthful.
And remember, he's not talking about his body. He could be talking about his body, but he's talking about the I am, who Robert is.
Yeah.
So anybody else? Letting go. Choosing.
I know what I'm letting go of. That's something I try to do for a long time. 15 years ago at Unity Walnut Creek on a New Year's Eve thing, they said, write down everything you want to get rid of, and we all went outside and threw it in the barbecue.
Yep.
You know, why should go up and smoke? But we never did the second step.
Ah.
Okay.
Ah.
So, anyway, I'm letting go of the same stuff. Some of the health issues that are bugging me, and then most of it is other people's stuff.
Yep. Yep.
You know, that's kind of the bottom line.
It's where it all comes from.
Yeah. So,
we're copycats.
Yeah.
So.
What are you choosing for?
Now, what are you choosing for? Can you say what you're choosing for?
You know, enjoy my newfound aches and pains being gone. And,
being free of pain.
Enjoy the healthy stuff, yeah. So,
enjoy health.
Take care of, taking better care of myself.
You choose. I choose.
Yeah.
If you can say those words, honestly, if you can say that, this morning I was really picky and demanding with these guys. What I said to them is you must use the words to say you're choosing it, because our tendency is to kind of gloss over it because we don't really believe it. But the only way you believe something is by saying it over and over and over again and visualizing it, which I had them decide on the chair they were going to meditate in and what time they were going to meditate and how long. Because the more you are able to envision it, the much more likely you're going to actually do it. Otherwise, it's just a wish. It's just a willy-nilly wish.
You started out and you said, I choose, you know, this should be the second phase. And instead of writing, I choose, that I want to take on.
Oh,
wow. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What did he write?
I want to take on was the word he used. What did that mean to you?
I don't know, then later I wrote, I choose on top.
Yeah, okay.
Good
job. So, like, take it on like it's something you have to work at, you know,
yeah,
instead
yeah.
of choosing. For me, planting seeds is having an idea, a thought, that I put into words that I have a feeling of supporting or nurturing, and in that thought, word, nurturance, it's in the earth, it's percolating, it's growing. And if I just make sure I pull out all the weeds, which are all the doubts and fears, if I just pull out all the weeds, which I call forgiveness, clear them out, that seed will grow. Whether it's, you know, in an instant or tomorrow or 10 years from now. I've watched this body respond to my love and my purposefulness and my happiness by clearing amazing things, an amazing amount of time, you know. A foot I couldn't walk on, and maybe it even lasted for a couple of years, you know, and all this stuff. And then the foot being, suddenly I noticed, oh my gosh, what used to be there and I thought was going to be there, it's gone. And I think we have a lot of that stuff, we just don't notice. And then we perpetuate the same thing always being there, because we always go back and look for it. Are you still there? Is that still a problem? You know, we do. These bodies are healing themselves literally all the time, every millisecond. They're clearing.
When if it doesn't hurt, I don't think about it.
Good. Good.
If somebody doesn't mention it, I don't think about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And that's why we need
yeah.
to stop talking about people's illnesses and mentioning them.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to do because, boy, I'm telling you, most conversations, most TV ads, but most conversations
yeah.
is about what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you anyhow? You know?
And if you take these feet, it'll fail.
Yeah.
take care of
that. That's right. That's right. So, Peggy.
Yeah.
Letting go.
Lift it up, but I know what I kind of what I said. Well, I definitely want to let go of my sinuses hurting and kept me awake last night. And I wanted to let go of all other aches and pains and everything else I feel that hurts. I want to let go of not being able to sleep at night. And I want to let go of friends rejecting me and people that don't want to be my friends. And I want to let go of groups that don't want me in them, and I want to let go of anybody and anything that doesn't want to be around me. and I'm glad you're having me say it out loud, because I never wrote I choose. What I wrote is I want to create. I choose to create. I choose to create feeling great, healthy, whole. I want to, so I have to write, I choose to.
You have to say it as well as write it. You choose to what?
I choose to have lots of friends. Everyone wants to be around me. All great
groups want to have me in their club. I actually do have that too, by the way. Another group. I choose to have whole, healthy, loving relationships, and I am loved and appreciated by everyone.
Great.
That's a good way to write it.
Great.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Let me tell you a trick about it.
Yep.
You're choosing for them. You've got to choose for you. You've got to be a person who is loving and appreciative, a person who's friendly and has no complaints, a person who doesn't worry, a person who doesn't reject. You have to be that, and then you will attract it. But you cannot choose for anybody else.
So how do I choose? How do I write it? Tell me.
You have to become the person who's totally friendly, who literally is loving all the time, who's happy, who is helpful, who is...
Okay, I am...
I choose to be a loving person.
Okay, I choose
to be a loving, positive person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go, I'm going to let you work on that, Peg.
Okay,
you want to do it? Throw away your letting go, and you can work on that by yourself. Thank you. So we can. Thank you. There you go. By the way, that is the puke and poop basket. I say that's what I do. I flush the cosmic toilet. Because a lot of us are carrying around our poop, our poopy, pukey, sick, toxic
stuff. I choose to be a loving friend.
That's great.
Carol's turn.
hard,
huh?
It's hard to share something.
Then don't share it.
I should just let
yeah.
alone. The
yeah.
chooses were easier. That's good.
I'm willing you for to have you choose whatever's going to work.
It's almost like it's I don't want to say pitiful, but close. So, and I don't like that. So
I let go of all pitiful thinking.
Yeah, I think it's okay to be vulnerable. I don't want to be pitiful, but that's not. I'm just going to read the I choose.
Chooses.
Kind of
yep.
shocking what I wrote, so I need a little work. I choose peace.
If you talk a little louder, everyone might hear you.
I choose peace. I choose to be well. I choose to pray and be.
Yay!
Yes.
I choose gratitude.
Yes.
I choose trust and faith.
Yes.
And surrender. I choose freedom. I choose new, and I left it blank. And it's the part that's so difficult.
A new sense of wholeness.
Everything new. A lot of losses, and you have to
yeah.
new. And I didn't even write what the new
yeah.
was. It
it's
was
okay.
Like, it was
all
so
new.
Much of a
hurdle.
All
new.
Yeah.
Do stuff.
And
have
so
fun.
Glad. Yeah, do it, do it. Thank you. I accept the good.
Yeah.
And I did write. Let me see if there's one I can share.
You already did the choice. Don't even worry about
yeah.
that. Throw it
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
Yeah,
throw it away.
Throw it away. Let's just throw that.
Yeah, throw it away.
Away.
By the way, I want to tell you, those of you who like to hang on to what you've held on for years, if you are the person that likes to hold on and you're letting go right now, you're forgiving or deleting, I guarantee if it's not done, it'll come back.
Yeah.
And it'll keep coming back until you actually have finished cleaning it up and throwing it away. So it's not like you have to make sure that you're exactly specific and right and get it all. You throw away that layer and choose again, and then you throw away the next up and choose again. And some of us know how to do it really well when we move from place to place or we have different centers or different people. We're really good at just letting go and choosing again, watching it choose, get chosen again and again and again. And so for me, that is love, serve, remember. We don't need to sing it today. But if you think about love, serve, remember, you know, the song we sing at the end, it really is love without condition, love without having all those judgments, love unconditionally. Serve where? From your heart, from a place of spirituality or inspiration. And remember what? Remember God, remember good, remember the all, remember what is infinite. That's really what we're learning how to do. It says totally open our hearts and just love. Just love. Which is trust and free yourself and return to what is real and always will be real. God, the goodness that exists in all of us, all the time, all the time. So thank you for being here. I think some of you are going to the movies. 6:15, meet in the, right outside.
Which one was it? Yeah, I know you said it. It's in
Brentwood. Right at the foot of Sand Creek. It's the streets of Brentwood, I think is what they call it. But it's AMC Theater.
AMC, okay.
Yeah. It's just right where Sand...
Oh, you know where it is. I don't have
it. Yeah, right where Sand Creek
you're
runs into the
bypass. Are you guys going? You're going?
Great.
Okay.
So we'll see you there.
Yeah, 6:15.
6:15, yeah.
I think it starts at 6:30.
I looked it up in the paper,
yeah.
I don't know how many people are going to be there. If you get there later than 6:15 and we're already inside, it's fine.
Go and find us.
If we're still, you can find us or, you know, it's just a way to get people to go if you think it's going to be good for you.
Yeah.
I wanted to try it because it's Jesus Wayne Young. I like that.
Yeah,
Young.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Is this a new movie or an old movie?
Yes, new.
Brand new.
Because
oh, it is.
Funny, I don't know what, you know, I'm one of those people who, up late at night, I never know where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe it was an advertisement for it, and I remembered, and I saw a scene, and then I don't remember if I saw the movie already.
Yeah.
So if it's new, I didn't see the movie.
It's
I
new.
Saw a scene and fell back to sleep.
Yeah, it's new.
Yeah.
Great.
So